You're listening to JJH.
Fellas. Live from Houston, Texas, it's JJHI Radio. Tonight, the mailbag and your calls. And we take your calls at 210-888-9198. And now, your host, Jeffrey James Head.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back, indeed. It's another great program for your ear holes here on JJHI Radio. Yeah, your ear holes. Let's talk about it. JJHI Radio on jjheadinterest.com. You tuned in by clicking the link. You joined the program by scrolling down. And you click play. And you're here at 9:02 p.m. Fantastic. We're delighted you would join us this evening. The JJHI Radio inbox, admin at jjheadinterest.com, is overflowing. So we'll be reading some of those on air tonight and taking your calls. You stay tuned.
This is George Lowe inviting you to become part of the discussion at jjheadinterests.com. Stay tuned for more informative and disturbing moments right here on JJHI Radio.
It's a great outro. Thank you. Good job, George.
Sick of not having the right gift for your special someone?
Oh, yeah.
Come to Tom's.
Tom's has it all. Whether it's box dried goods or her favorite detergent, Tom's won't let you down. And guys, don't forget the sexiest selection of produce in Lansing. This week only, buy two cucumbers and select Dove chocolate items at half off. Getting off of work? You want a party? Bring the team down for $5 dances and shrimp all day at $6.50 a pound. Because at Tom's, everybody scores big.
JJHI Radio News Bag.
Supposed to be the mailbag. We turn that down some. Good God. Off to a decent enough start this evening. So we're going to try something a little different this evening. Lots of interesting mail. And I don't mean the sex. That you've been sending to us at admin at jjheadinterest.com. I'll be reading these throughout the night. Our first one. Michelle in Cleveland. JJ, I'm lonely. I have a gallon of vodka, some raccoon milk, and Hershey's syrup.
Hmm.
I also have large pickles in a jar, some mayo. What should I do to be less lonely? Well, Michelle, I'm glad you asked. Some vodka, raccoon milk, and Hershey's syrup. You know what that sounds like to me? A smoky mountain mudslide. That's right. A smoky mountain mudslide consisting, typically, lower end vodka. I prefer pop-off. You know, some smoky mountain raccoons. There are various raccoon breeds you could use. You take that vodka, you take that raccoon milk, and usually I take a full shot of the Hershey syrup, and I shake it just like I would shake a raccoon. Pour that in a cup, and I serve. We'll be right back.
Sometimes people ask me, Tony, what's the biggest party you got? And I say, you can't handle that pie. They says to me, no, really, Tony, what's the biggest pie that you got? And again, it says, you can't handle that pie. You ain't big enough for that pie. It says, no, really, how big is the pie? And I say, all right, 48 inches in diameter. You think you can handle that pie? Sometimes they says, yeah, I can handle that pie. It says, you can't handle that pie. I won't sell a pie to a guy that can't handle that pie. You want to buy the Big Papa, as I call it, you got to be at least 6'3", 220 lean. Like a D1 linebacker before I sell you that pie, all right? Just like a 12-year-old Girl Scout. That's a liability. You think you can handle the Big Papa? Come on down to Tony's Pizza on West 23rd Street. But I ain't selling you a pie unless your name is Mike Tyson, all right?
DLM waifu, cheese and bread. All our waifu are good. Nah, sellers.
The only waifu shop in the northwestern New Mexico Four Corner area.
You want good waifu? We gotcha. What, Mick? DLM got all you need. Paper, pillow, we can print on the spat.
It's the Boomba Glad waifu, boy. I got the stickiest of the sticker waifu.
Booyah, 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 booyah.
Kuru waifu. Ah, man, come down, down,
down. Boy, 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 boy.
And we're back to JGHI Radio. I am your Torkatron. Here's JJ Head.
It's a great intro. Damn, music's still loud. I'm gonna work on it, folks. 210-888-9198, the number to call this evening. It's a good little email from Michelle. Hey, Michelle, I got to tell you, the Smoky Mountain Mudslide, a delicious drink, all alone, Netflix and chill. I think a big jar of pickles is also a great pairing there. You may want a pair of pickles for a full pickle party. And speaking of parties, it makes a great garnish and fun for activities afterwards. Appreciate your emails. 210-888-9198, the number to call this evening. Appreciate your participation. Torkatron. Torkatron. Quirkatron.
Yeah. What is it?
Well, what are your thoughts on the Smoky Mountain mudslide?
It sounds disgusting. But hey, gotta try everything once, right? Oh, we got a call. Here we go. Send him over.
JJHI Radio, you're on the program.
Hey, JJ.
Yeah.
I wanted to call Hello? In because... Yeah. Can you hear me, JJ?
Hello? Sound like we had two callers. Twerkatron! You're on JJHI Radio. Hey. Welcome.
Hey, Dave. My wife and I have been working our debt snowball for the last 2 months. And we ran into a bit of an argument about one of our credit cards. And I just wanted some of your advice on how to attack this issue.
Absolutely. Go ahead. Little JJHI Radio finance here. Yeah.
I thought this was the Dave Ramsey show. Isn't the finance show?
210-888-9198, the number to call this evening. We can give financial advice, but only if you're asking us here on JJHI Radio.
Yeah, that 22% finance APR this time of year has been pretty rough, right? Even robot credit is hurting.
Fascinating. JJHI Radio, you're on the program.
Oh, I like kolache. Do you like the kolache?
Absolutely. Where are your where's your favorite place?
22910 in Dallas, Texas. I have kolache shop. Number one in town.
22910 Dallas, Texas. What is the name? What is the name of your kolache shop?
I love kolache.
Very good.
I love the kolache. Yes. I can send kolache to your office right now.
He will send kolaches to the office.
Yes, Mr. Limbaugh, I can send kolache to your office now.
Okay, are we talking about fruit kolaches, or are we talking about meat kolaches? What kind of kolaches do you make?
Fudge-packed kolaches.
Fudge-packed kolaches. And meat-packed kolaches. Yeah.
Yes, and cream-packed kolaches.
Mm-hmm.
We make kolache for schnauzer, Dalmatian. We make kolache for kitty. And it's any kolache. All kolache.
Fantastic.
I send one to you now.
Great. Very good.
Okay. I send kolache to Tom. Yeah, what kolache you want?
Do you have boudin and venison?
I'll send you cream kolache. You said cream kolache?
Boudin and venison.
Okay, cream kolache. I send you 10 cream kolache. Okay, very good.
Fantastic. 210-888-9198.
Most interesting call all night. I've never tried to eat a kolache with my mouth whole. I have other places I can insert such things. Oh, I'm feeling like a twerk off. Oop, jiggle, jiggle, jiggle. Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Twerkbot getting down here on the program. 210-888-9198, the number to call this evening. So far, we've had a kolache call. Some financial advice. I think they were calling the wrong show. I didn't realize we were up against Ramsey this late at night, but nonetheless. Looks like we got somebody else here joining us. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah, Jeff. I heard you were giving some advice on the air, and just thought I'd call in and see if you could help me with a problem that I'm having.
Okay.
You see, I'm a 14-year-old girl from Middle America, and obviously I have a very mature voice for my age, which has been problematic. Many
Why?
Of the other children at, well, many of the kids at school tease me about it, Jeff.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you could... You had any experience with bullies when you were a youth, maybe either being bullied or as the bullier.
Well, what is your
see what your perspective was.
Sure. Well, first of all, caller, what's your name?
Little Susie.
Little Susie. First of all, thanks for joining the program, and I appreciate you soliciting our opinion here at the program. What is your intended outcome with these bullies?
Well, I would prefer for them to leave me alone. Not fun to have your voice mocked.
Of course not. So you want them to go away?
Well, I don't necessarily want them to go away forever, if that's what you're implying.
Okay.
But I would prefer it if they would, again, just leave me to my own devices.
And what devices are those?
You know, typical 14-year-old girl things.
Okay. They're going to stop right there. Bullies at 14, you want to get them to leave you alone, right?
Yes.
Are these typically male or female bullies?
Both.
How close are they to you physically when they start harassing you in such a fashion?
Well, you know, at school, they could be as close as, 8 to 12 inches. But there's also cyberbullying.
There's a lot of that.
You know, that can be from 1 to 1 million miles away in outer space, and possibly other dimensions. We're not really sure about that.
How often have you run into that?
More often than you might think, actually.
So I've got an idea here. I'm just typing away here. Looking in here. You know, Safari takes forever, folks. They need to update this. Really do. What you can do is you can mail a box of feces to people. And I'm just looking here at, let's see, mailbox of feces. Let's see.
So you're suggesting that I mail a box of feces to my bullies.
Just wanted to send this to you. So you go to www.shitexprex.com, shitexpress.com. You can send basically fecal matter in a box to anyone across the entire world. And if you have access to the addresses of these individuals who are giving you trouble or giving you shit, you give it right back to them. And so you could do this on a subscription basis if you'd like to. And I think if you've got a nice Excel sheet, nice and clean, name, address, phone, you can go ahead and take advantage of this. www.shitexpress.com, shitexpress.com. Go ahead.
Do you mind if I ask, have you tried this method before?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes, I have. Yeah. There were numerous job interviews that did not go my way, and I sent a little gift afterwards.
Okay. So what was the result?
The intended result.
The jobs went away?
No, it wasn't a matter of the jobs going away, but they get the point to where they would never talk to me to my face ever again.
Gotcha.
Another concept.
So do you recommend that I
go ahead.
Do I need to send a box to every single one of these bullies?
Yes.
Or could I just, you know, I'm just a 14-year-old girl. I don't have money for tons of boxes of shit here, Jeff.
They have financing options.
No, I mean, I don't even have a credit card. Again, I'm a 14-year-old
It's a pay when
girl.
You can type thing. You can definitely apply for it. I guarantee you there's some opportunities for you there. Plus, it's good to build credit, right?
Well, I suppose so. I don't know much about that as an adolescent middle schooler.
You just got to go take a look and see what's available to you. Hey, I had one other thought here.
Mm-hmm.
You said they're about 18 inches to 12 inches away, correct?
Well, it can vary. You know, sometimes they're close, sometimes they're far, sometimes they're on the internet.
Right. Well, what I would suggest is you consider is walking right up to them, namely one of them. Pick out the weakest one of all of them first. Walk up to them and walk right in their face and go, "Your breath smells." Just like that.
Okay.
You'd be shocked at the results.
That's great advice, JJ. Thanks for that.
You got it. Little Susie, you have a pleasant night.
Thanks, man.
210-888-9198. Great call. We appreciate little Susie. Headed back here to the JJHI radio inbox. Doug in Boise. JJ. It's been 10 years since I picked my nose. I'm considering relapsing. What is the best way to stay on the right track? Thanks. Doug, you know, that's a real tough one because, you know, I'm the kind of guy that never, ever, ever has his fingers in his nose. Never, never, not in traffic. Not alone, not out with the wife, not in front of the kids, not in front of the preacher. Never, ever, ever do I do that. So when you say you are considering relapsing, I got to ask why. Why do you have the urge to shove those fingers, those digits, up your nose holes and scrape and scratch and pull and yank those boogies out of your nose. What I would suggest you think about as you persist in thinking about picking your nose, perhaps you should change your train of thought and think about the consequences. The Lord hates a quitter, and the Lord hates those who spread disease. And after this national pandemic, I think you need to get on board with the rest of us. If it means you have to wear a mask still, well, there you go. Answer. Problem solved. But you keep those digits out of those nose holes, mister, okay? Dead serious. Because if you don't, there can be serious consequences. Thanks, Doug. 210-888-9198. You have questions for us? Maybe some comments on these messages we've got inbound? Perhaps you want to email us at admin@jjheadinterest.com. We want to hear from you. Let's see here. We've got Deshaun from Stockton, California. JJ, will you help me move into my apartment next weekend? Sure, Deshaun. Let me just get out to Stockton, California. Known for dust. Yeah, I'll be right there. Deuce from Trielville. That's how he spelled it there. JJ, I read your book, The Battle for Grove Street. I found it riveting and life-changing. Do you think you could ever get your friend Carl Johnson from Grove Street on the show? Do you know if he's still battling the Purple Gang? Stay cool. Deuce, I gotta tell you, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. Lay off that purple drink, okay? We're gonna take a few more calls while we're here. Why not? Twerkatron?
Yes, JJ.
Do we have a call?
Yes.
Fantastic. JJHI Radio, you're on the air.
Yes, JJ.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you,
I'm
yes.
Calling. Yes, my name is Dirk Torkelchig.
I appreciate your first and last name, Dirk. Great.
I'm calling on behalf of, in regards to little Susie who called earlier.
Let's just call her Susie. How about that?
Absolutely.
Thanks,
Susie,
Dirk.
Susie it is.
Great. Thanks, Dirk. Good stuff.
So what I do at my practice is I perform vocal cord transplants, voice box transplants. Typically, we need female donors with really low register voices.
Okay.
We get a lot of people that tend to suffer from certain psychological disorders. Sociopaths, they're known as. These people really excel in the world of running businesses, CEOs. They often want this powerful, low octave voice.
Is it like a really Twerkatron command voice?
Like a Twerkatron voice? Is that what you said?
That's Twerkatron, asshole.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what? I'm sorry about that. Dirk, I'm sorry. He chimes in here. We're trying to tweak the AI on that so he doesn't do it so much. So please continue.
I understand. Yes, so there's a market for what little Susie is suffering from. And if we can perhaps harvest little Susie's voice, we have donors lined up that would pay top dollar for such a voice. And these donors, or rather these recipients, typically have very feminine voices, which is why they come to us in the first place. So little Susie might be sitting on a potential gold mine if we could be so fortunate to harvest her voice.
So Susan does have a low voice. You're saying that you would like to market on this misery. You'd like to market. Go ahead. Yeah.
I would just like to connect the dots. It looks like, it sounds like it would be a mutually beneficial procedure.
No, that makes sense. What if we had some additional callers join the discussion tonight that might also be candidates for this type of a venture? Would you be willing to stay on the line?
I would love that.
Okay, let's put it out there. 210-888-9198, the number to call. Discussing, especially many of you young ladies out there who may have, you know, a voice that would be considered to be a bass or low baritone in range, call us tonight, and we'll have that discussion. Oh, wow. That was quick. JJHI Radio, looks like we've got potentially a caller. Do you have a low voice, miss?
I do. My name's Cynthia, by the way. Thanks for taking my call.
Cynthia, joining us on the program here with Dirk, who actually, I believe, utilizes and finds purchasers for low voices. Dirk, if you have some questions in terms of how we might be able to help this young woman.
Cynthia, this is fantastic. What I would like to do is, if I could have you sing step down to your lowest note possible. And maybe you could do like a do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. Well, I just want to hear.
Let me just correct you there. It would be do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, do. Okay.
Absolutely.
So,
Cynthia, you could take it from here.
I can do that. Hey, good lucky. What you got, lucky? How about cooking something up for me? A bit like that.
Okay, I heard an A flat in there, and could you maybe take it a little bit lower than that?
Bring it down, Cynthia.
Let me take this dip out my mouth real quick.
Think Phil Anselmo from Pantera.
Oh, I don't know if I can do that. I wouldn't want to bring dishonor to Don Dag Darrell or anybody like that. So
let me tell you what the fuck right now. We got the goddamn cameras on you. One, two, three. Wow.
Was that Cynthia?
I think it was Twerkatron, okay, actually. Was wow, that was impressive, yeah.
That was impressive. I want those vocal cords.
Yeah, I would buy that. I would definitely buy that.
Give that a shot, Cynthia. Just drop it on down low, like your Pantera there live at Lollapalooza or whatever the hell.
Like Vulgar Display of Power or something like that?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, there you go. 5, 6, 7, 8.
It's balls and blood and dust and mud. It's a lot of collar rodeo. That's my favorite Pantera song.
Dirk, it seems that that Cynthia's more of a baritone. Is that still acceptable for your purposes?
I mean, we'll take it. We'll absolutely take it.
Okay.
The question is, okay. Cynthia, how high are you willing to receive in this swap? Do you have a certain register that you're that you refuse to go beyond? You do realize you'll be giving up your vocal cords, right? You're talking about a transplant swap.
Oh, so you had me complete. When you started talking about how high I could receive, you started making me think about something else. I was going to say that how high I could receive depends on how open my cervix is. But if we're talking vocal cords.
We're not taking your cervix, ma'am.
I could get about up to a, I could get about up to a G sharp.
To a G sharp?
A G sharp.
Yeah, you know, look, yeah, G sharp.
Okay, so, you know, Dirk, this isn't exactly brown note material, but it's a start. So typically in this situation, if you want to work with Cynthia, you know, what's the next step that has to happen? And ultimately, what is the outcome in terms of financial gains Cynthia can expect?
Well, I'm willing to do a casting couch if that would help.
Come again?
Well, I'm over and over, maybe, but I'm willing to do a kind of a casting couch situation, if that would help.
A castration?
You your office. No, a casting couch. No, you know what casting couch is.
Yeah, no. Derek.
Oh, I see where this is going. No, yeah.
I'm a woman. I don't need to be castrated. I'm a woman. Well, I'm a man.
I'm sorry.
I'm a woman.
I'm sorry. I misheard you, Cynthia. Typically, our donors are willing to pay cold, hard cash.
Good. So cold, hard cash, we've established that would be the outcome. In terms of the first step for Cynthia, what does she need to do to get in for a consult?
Well, first of all, let's talk about preserving the vocals. We ask that you every night fix yourself a hot towel and place it around your neck and sleep face down. Okay, that's a tricky one. Sometimes I recommend that you look into massage table chairs. They have the little protrusion for your head that sort of cups your head so that you can sleep face down. This is really important. And so, assuming you're taking excellent care of your throat area, we can get you in and make you an offer. Typically, we're talking within the range of $10,000 for a vocal transplant. And, mm-hmm. of course, the procedure is covered.
Covered by who?
It's covered by the recipient.
I see. Cynthia, how does 10K sound? Is that a little steep? Is that what you would be able to work with, or what?
Well, I could buy a lot of Freon with that.
Yeah, no question.
And I've been huffing a lot of Freon, so
good.
Can we?
That'll help preserve the lungs there as well as the throat.
It actually does. Yes, it actually does. I drive a hard bargain, though. What do you say? What do you say we go on up to 5,000?
I think that's a decent. That's a good counter offer now, Dirk.
I'm sure that could be arranged.
Excellent.
Ten's just a little steep for me. If we can jump it up to five, that'd be great.
Sounds like a winner. Okay, Cynthia, what we'll do is we'll put you on with our producer, Trey, and we'll get your information over to Dirk, and we'll see what happens. We want to have you on again soon, though, okay?
Okay, is Trey the one with the casting couch, or?
Well, he'll let you know about that, all right? Thank you, Cynthia. Very good. Dirk, I got to tell you, I'm very pleased with that. I think that we were able to help someone out here, and I think Cynthia has a good chance of improvement, don't you?
I'm not entirely confident that Cynthia knows exactly what she's in for, but I'm hopeful.
Good. Me too. 210-888-9198, the number to call if you'd like to speak with Dirk here, our friend involved with vocal transplants. If you are a female with a vocal range under alto, call 210-888-9198 and speak with us. Dirk, how'd you get into this line of business?
Well, I started with, I was a plastic surgeon and worked on a lot of very superficial people, and it kind of, you know, kind of burned me out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came across a little girl, kind of sounded like she was in a similar position to little Suzanne.
Suzanne.
Yeah. Suzanne, she actually wanted to augment her breasts at a young age, before, you know, she's really acquired a confidence about herself.
So 17 years old.
17, too young to perform this on, but it just broke my heart that that she wanted this, and the reason was because she wanted to feel more feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Because of her low voice.
Sure.
And so it, I looked into it, and I started doing some research, found some other doctors had been doing some research on vocal transplants, which, as you know, I'm sure, transplants are a very tricky business. Read about male to female vocal box transplants, which don't take. The recipient's body typically, actually in all cases that it's been performed, rejects the male voice box. And so at that moment, you may be familiar with the documentary about Theranos, the Elizabeth Holmes story. I realized that a lot of women actually desire this low-pitched voice. And it was at that point that I realized I could actually pinpoint or connect the dots, find the donors and the recipients, and really take hold of this little niche kind of market and do some good for for these girls.
It's quite a story. No, I'm certain that you've done some real good, and I'm sure there are little bumps on the road, but nonetheless, something of interest to our listeners. I'm interested. 210-888-9198. We have a caller here who's joined us. Caller, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jeff. Dr. Dirk.
Hello.
Hi, hello.
Hello, sir.
Hey, yeah, I don't know what the hell you was just talking about, but I do have a question. Do you do interspecial swaps?
Interspecial? Okay, go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
Sure, yeah. So, like, and you know, like a swap between a human and another species.
Very interesting. So in this case, we're talking about your vocal range being removed surgically ripped out and then installed in an animal seeking additional vocal range, correct?
Well, sure. I mean, I'd like for it to be mutually exclusive. You know, I'd like for that animal to receive the my voice box in return for, I would like to receive, I need some kind of a voice box. And mm-hmm. I mean,
so what did you have in mind? I guess that's the better question.
Well, it might sound a little bit silly, and I don't know if you're a believer or not, but I was thinking maybe of going with the Sasquatch.
Well, sir, I don't know that we can get our hands on such a species.
Yeah, that's a pretty outrageous ask. Okay, we're talking about something very serious on the program.
But hang on, sir.
I'm not asking you to supply me. I'll tell you what, if you can do it, I'll supply the Sasquatch. You just do whatever it is that you do.
Okay. This is an interesting proposition. So what do you think about bring your own vocal box?
Excuse me.
It's not funny.
I'm
dead serious.
You're right there, doctor.
You bring your own vocal box services. Is this something that you can accommodate, Dirk? Dirk, can you accommodate this?
Well, first of all, what I'm interested is do you or do you not acknowledge that the Sasquatch is real?
Who are you
That's
asking?
For both
are you
of y'all?
Okay,
both.
JJ Head here. No, I don't think he's real.
Dr. Dirk,
I have not seen any evidence of such a creature.
Sounds like you're about.
However.
To.
Well,
however,
just because you ain't seen him doesn't mean that it isn't real.
That's true.
I mean, a lot of people speculate that the Sasquatch is interdimensional. Now, I'm not one of those people.
Of course not.
Simply because it just doesn't fit the profile for an interdimensional being, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. He's kind of a primate. Sort of a primitive, kind of hairy, missing link type fella.
Yeah.
Doesn't really speak any particular language.
You don't know that. You don't know that. You don't know that.
Well, things go my way. I'm about to find out when I get those vocal cords installed. But, think about it. Like, I just can't see a being like that being interdimensional. Single dimensional only.
It's too much
Definitely
hair.
Definitely real.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, interdimensional beings, they're sleek. They have, you know, maybe kind of a reptilian type skin. At least that's what I figured.
Ma'am, I have to ask, what inspired you to change your voice from the lovely voice we're listening to the voice of a Sasquatch? And what does that sound even like? I mean, my goodness, I've never heard this before. Can you do a Sasquatch impression?
Well, not yet. Not until I get the vocal cords.
Fair point. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I'm just curious. I mean, what if a Sasquatch sounds like Bill Clinton? And now you sound like Bill Clinton for the rest of your life. Is that something you can live with?
I think I can live with sounding like Bill Clinton.
Do you think, here's a better question, ma'am. Are you of the lesbian persuasion, or are you more into the guys?
I mean, is that really relevant at this point?
I apologize. Let me give you a bit of a premise behind that question. I don't know that there are a lot of men that are attracted to Bill Clinton's voice. Women, on the other hand, a different story.
Well, what I'm really interested in is being able to play the saxophone like that. Now, I know that that's not directly influenced by the vocal cords, but you got to figure it's got something to do with it. You tell me. Will I be able to play the saxophone like Bill Clinton after this, Dr. Dirk?
I doubt it. I highly doubt it. And I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of people have just bizarre ideas of what they can expect after a vocal transplant. They think that, you know, will I acquire something about the person, the donor, right? They want to know things about the donor. Will I become smarter? Like, no, this is affecting your vocal cords only.
Well, I mean, I've read stories like that where somebody received a liver transplant, and then after that, they liked, particular food that the donor had liked when they were alive. So, I mean, you figure that something like that might happen. I could inherit some saxophone playing ability, or perhaps become hairier like a Sasquatch. Who knows?
I suppose it's possible. But I think that your mindset going into this is a little bit, I think maybe you should do some deeper thinking about what you actually want from the voice box of a Sasquatch.
Right.
I understand. It's reasonable expectations. I got it.
Yeah, setting expectations, I think, is important in any type of consideration you might be taking as it pertains to a medical procedure, especially one that rips out your existing vocal range and replaces it with that of a cryptozoological being.
We don't rip tissue, just to be clear. It's very professionally done.
Say it like that for surgically removed.
Well, same shit, right, guys? Come on.
I guess so.
No.
Here's an interesting question. This is a very interesting question for both of you. This just came in across the JJHI radio inbox. JJ, my wife doesn't seem to respect me. My sword collection keeps finding its way to the apartment dumpster. I have never threatened her with them. Only with poisoning and public humiliation. She likes Gundam over Vampire Hunter D. How should I assert myself? Dr. D, I'm curious, would you reach out to this woman who's throwing this sword collection away and offer your services to swap with our caller as an initial first start before we move into the Sasquatch nonsense?
Yeah, how would you feel about a higher pitched voice, caller?
That question to me. Are we still on the guy that's got the sword collection?
Yes.
I would ask what you got. What do you got in that collection there? You got broadswords? If you got broadswords, I would challenge her to a duel and settle it that way. Mm-hmm. Abraham Lincoln style. You know that story, right?
That's what a woman like yourself would do?
Well, I think gender is irrelevant when it comes to defending one's honor with broadswords, don't you?
Sure. Yeah, nope. I think you're onto something there.
Yeah, so if you got a problem, do it old school and challenge your spouse or whoever it is, or doctor or Freon dealer to a broadsword duel and have it out.
Fair enough.
And if they're smart enough, they'll come to their senses, figure this silly, and I'll just, give you the Freon that you wanted.
That's excellent. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Wow, JJ. I think there's a lot of misconceptions surrounding what transplants can do for you.
I think there is, but the thing is, we've also been able to help some individuals who might, be questioning where they need to ultimately go to safely remove their vocal cords and range and donate them and then have them swapped out potentially. I think there's some...
That's a very good point.
Yeah, there's some good things.
You know, there's been a rise in people are ripping... People are removing their voice boxes in McDonald's bathrooms, public places like that, and that really shouldn't happen.
Well, it depends on the bathroom, you know.
Stigma surrounding vocal transplants.
Yeah. I think it needs to be done in a clean place. Definitely not a McDonald's bathroom. More of, you know, a good locker room at Kingwood Country Club, maybe the Petroleum Club, something like that, where there's some actual, there might be an attendant inside of those places, you know, who's actually taking care of things. That's more appropriate.
As long as there's a competent supervisor, such as myself, to, if not perform the procedure, to oversee it, we shouldn't be ashamed of having our voice boxes removed and swapped.
Very true. Dr. Dirk, thank you for joining us. We look forward to your next reach to us. Please do come back on the show, JJHI Radio.
Thanks for the time, JJ.
You got it. Excellent little exchange there with Dr. Dirk. I learned something, folks. You want to change that voice? You want to give up on what God gave you? By all means, do it. Whatever makes you happy. Go back to the inbox here. Jesse in Houston. Jesse in Houston. JJ, why are they putting my people in cages in Brownsville? Shouldn't Brownsville be for brown people? By brown people? I'm thinking about going there and freeing people and creating our own city. I call it Brown Town. I'm taking these kids to Brown Town. Call me Mayor Jesse of Brown Town. See you at Shitty Hall. Keep up the good work. Hey, Jesse, thank you. I don't think anybody's people belong in cages unless they've done something wrong. But I'll join you in Brown Town any day. 210-888-9198. Coming up on 10 o'clock this evening, just about time to wind it down. We're delighted you would join us. A couple more messages here. JJ, I'd like to be a guest on your show. Call my agent. One love. Polly D, Jersey Shore DJ. Well, Polly, go to hell. Folks, we appreciate you joining us this evening. This is JJHI Radio, broadcast live from JJHeadInterest.com, powered by Live 365. Every Wednesday night, for the most part, you can go to that place, JJHeadInterest.com, scroll down, find the player, click play, and you are listening like you're listening right now. And you can call us at 210-888-9198. Put it in your phone, folks. Makes it easy. A single tap is all you need. And I would tap that if I were you. I'm JJ Head. This has been JJHI Radio. Go to Spotify and search JJHI Radio or go to JJHeadInterest.com. And click Where's My Damn Podcast or I Want My Damn Podcast, whatever the hell it says. But I'm wishing you a fantastic end of the week. Good luck to you.